بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعيادة المريض واتباع الجنازة وتشميت العاطس وإبرار المقسم ونصر المظلوم وإجابة الداعي وإفشاء السلام. متفق عليه. حضرت براء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to visit the sick, to attend the janazah, to reply to a sneezing person when he says Alhamdulillah, and to fulfill the oath of a person who takes an oath, to help the oppressed, and to accept the invitation of a person who invites, and to make salam common. These are the few things that Rasulullah had mentioned to these sahaba. The first one was بِعِيَادَةِ الْمَرِيدِ, visiting the sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us to visit the sick person. When a person is sick, he feels down, he needs strength, he needs hope. And there are chapters just on the du'as that you should give to a sick person. There are chapters what a sick person should read, what du'as he should read, and the hopes he should have in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And the fact that sickness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had discussed it in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his position, his rank, and so much of his sins are forgiven, and he gets so much of blessings. But for you and I, we are expected to go and visit the sick person. And there are etiquettes again when a person has to visit a sick person. But today we'll just discuss the virtues of visiting the sick person. First of all, it is the right of the sick person that we go and visit him, like in the hadith mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that there are five rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim. So a Muslim enjoys five rights over his fellow Muslim. And the one of the rights that has been mentioned is Raddu Salam, that when he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to you should say Wa alaikum assalam. Wa iyadatul mareed, and visiting the sick person. Then Wattiba'ul Janaiz, attending his janazah, or ijabatul da'wah, accepting his invitation. Of course, invitation gives you da'wah. But of course, the food is 100% halal. There are no haram activities. There are no intermingling of sexes there. There is no video. There is no photography. There is no music. There is nothing haram. Then we talk about accepting his invitation. And with tashmitul atis, very important, when a person sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah. And the person who hears him saying Alhamdulillah, he may say, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. And he in turn will reply, Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum. Inshallah, with that will some other time we will discuss. But today, visiting the sick person. The long hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, O man, marittu falam ta'udni. Allah will say, O insan, I became sick and you did not visit me. Insan will say, Ya Rabbi, kif a'uduk? How can I visit you? What do you mean you were sick and I must visit you? Anta Rabbul Alameen. You are Rabbul Alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply on the day of Qiyamah, Ama alimta, don't you know, anna abdi fulan al marida, a certain servant of mine, he became sick, falam ta'udhu, and you did not go and visit him. Ama alimta, don't you know, annaka, verily you, law uttahu, if you had gone and visited him, law wajadtani indahu, you would have found me by him. In other words, when you visit the sick person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find by the sick person. And then the hadith talks about, Allah will say, when I ask you for food, you didn't give me food. Ya Allah, how can I feed you? You are Rabbul Alameen. Allah will say, no, certain banda of mine required food, you do not give him food. Had you given him food, you would have found me by him. And then Allah will say, I asked you for water, and you did not give me anything to drink. Ya Allah, how can I give you water? You are Rabbul Alameen. Allah will say, a certain servant of mine asked you for something to drink, but you did not give him. Did you not know that had you given him something to drink, you would have received the reward from me thereof? In other words, you would have found me, meaning I would have rewarded you in all these instances. So a person who visits a sick person, he gets reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Rasulullah mentioned very clearly, "Udu al-mareed," visit the sick person. Inna al-muslima idha aada akhahu al-muslim. When a Muslim visits his sick brother, لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي خُرْفَةِ الْجَنَّةِ, he'll remain in the خُرْفَةُ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ, until he returns. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا خُرْفَةُ الْجَنَّةِ, what is meant by خُرْفَةُ الْجَنَّةِ, قَالَ جَنَاهَا, Nabiya Kareem says, the fruits of paradise. When you visit your Muslim brother, Sikh brother, then you will remain in the fruits of paradise. In other words, you will get abundant sawab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you blessings of Jannat just because you visit your Muslim brother who is not well. It is mentioned in Hadith that when you visit a sick person, whether it is in the morning or evening, so if you go in the morning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deputed 70,000 angels who will make dua for you right till the evening. And if you visit the person in the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes 70,000 angels make dua for you right till the morning. وَكَانَ لَهُ خَرِيفٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and this person who has gone to visit his Muslim brother, he will be rewarded with the fruits of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It is such a simple thing, it's the right of your Muslim brother to go and visit him. If Allah wish, we should have got no sawab, you have to do it. But despite that, Allah still gives us such a sawab of 70,000 angels making dua for you. So either you go in the morning, right till the evening, or you go in the evening, right till the next morning, 70,000 angels, oh Allah, forgive him, oh Allah, bless him. This is what we require, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to visit our Muslim brothers, inshallah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب